And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
North Carolina conservatives like to say they favor small government, but when you look at the record, there's often a big disconnect between rhetoric and reality. Take the General Assembly. It wasn't that long ago that all legislative business during an election year was concluded in a single 6 or 7 week short session that started and ended in the spring. All of this has changed dramatically in recent years under Republican rule. Indeed, as the current post-election lame duck session drags on into the snows of winter, the General Assembly calendar has begun to resemble Congress's. At last check, lawmakers have been in Raleigh during 9 different calendar months in 2018. What's more, the changes in how and when the legislature does business have been accompanied by a similar expansion in legislative staffs and budgets. None of this is to say that all of these changes are a bad idea or unnecessary. North Carolina is, after all, a large and fast-growing state. Legislative leaders should, however, level with the people about what they're doing and admit that a strong, well-funded, and even big government is often necessary. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.